节，十二章十八节到二十九节，希伯来书十二章十八到二十九节，我们已经打在荧幕上，我们可以同声来读这段经文。希伯来书十二章十八节，请你们原不是那门的，在有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、脚声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的，都求不要再向他们说话，因为他们当不起所命人的话，说靠近这山的，即便是走兽，也要用石头打死。所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说：“我甚是恐惧战惊。”你们仍是永生神的诚意，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那城里有天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被全人的灵魂，并新约中的耶稣，以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，暂且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，但如今也应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话，是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神是烈火。将时间交给贵传道。
弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Dear brothers, sisters and friends, good morning.
感恩节就要到了，不知大家在感恩节期间啊，最关注的是什么？
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I was wondering what's everyone's plan.
在美国定居的朋友们啊，大都有一个采购的计划，要在黑色星期五去血拼一下。
For those who live here in the US, you may have a shopping plan on Black Friday.
像我这种没有事先计划的人呢，也常常在感恩节的第二天的礼拜五去逛逛商店，买一些貌似大减价后的这个便宜货。
For those who do not plan ahead, such as myself, might go to the stores after Thanksgiving to pick up something on sale, but those usually ended up to be useless.
结果大都后来无用啊，因贪便宜啊，反而呢白白的浪费钱。
And the money spent was wasted.
我在中国预备出国留学的时候，看到一个学英语的视频啊，就叫做《走遍美国》。
While I was in China getting ready to study abroad, I watched a TV show on English channel called Family Album USA.
其中有一课讲的是美国人感恩节的晚餐。
One of the lectures talk about the Thanksgiving in the U.S.
我从中了解到，感恩节这一天啊，老美像老中过年一样啊，晚上要全家聚在一起吃饭，吃饭的时候呢，要彼此感谢。
I learned from that lecture that people would gather around the dinner table to have a great dinner and say thank you to one another.
后来我来到了美国，特别是来到教会以后，我才知道感恩节人们感谢的主要对象是那个从圣经里面启示的那位神。
Later, when I actually came to the U.S., especially when I started attending church gatherings, I learned that people would thank God during Thanksgiving.
在那个万位读者网络那个彩虹之月论坛呢， 2018年的11月25日有一个帖子，标题是“阿贵的感恩节”。
On a website called Creators, and someone posted an article called "Agui's Thanksgiving" on November 25th, 2008.
内容是这样的：阿贵一家来到美国已满十年，再过两天就要过第11个感恩节了。此事阿贵的心里充满感恩。
Here's what the article talked about. Agui and his family had been here in the U.S. for over 10 years. It would be their 11th Thanksgiving in 2 days. At that time, Agui was very thankful.
Agui 的故乡是中国西南贫穷山区的一个小镇。今年的大地震推倒了Agui出生和住过的房屋，震垮了Agui上过的小学和中学，淹埋了Agui儿时的玩伴。阿贵却在附属邻近的美国南方平安度日。阿贵不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
Agui's hometown is a poor county in southwestern part of China. The house Agui was born at and grew up in was collapsed because of the earthquake in 2008. The elementary school and middle school that Agui attended also fell into ruin, with great childhood friends buried underneath. At the same time, Agui was living in the southern part of the U.S. peacefully. Agui was very thankful to God for that.
Agui 儿时体弱多病，以西药为食，中药当饭，不用化妆就可以演收住院中的那个茄儿。如今阿贵却身强体健，精力充沛。阿贵不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
When Agui was little, he needed a lot of medication for his conditions. But later, Agui became very healthy and active. Agui was very thankful to God because of that.
Agui 出生在一个破碎的家庭，从小没有看到过父母亲爱。如今 Agui 的家庭却幸福美满。Agui 不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
Agui was born into a family that the parents did not have a good relationship.But Agui himself has a wonderful family. Agui was very thankful to God because of this.
Agui 其人貌不惊人，义无功德，却天赐一位贤妻。Agui 不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
Agui has a very common appearance, but he ended up having a wonderful wife. Agui was very thankful to God because of that.
Agui 才疏学浅，更无语言的天赋。却在海外漂流时百事顺利。阿贵不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
阿贵 has little talent in language learning. However, everything went well for him while he was studying abroad. 阿贵 was very thankful to God because of that.
阿贵工作从未耗费精力，但获老板赏识恩待，以致有许多时间从事家里和教会的事务。阿贵不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
Agui never tried really hard at work, but his boss treated him really well. As a result, Agui got to spend time with his family and with his duties at church. Agui was very thankful to God because of that.
Agui 的女儿今年曾从17英尺的高空跌下，被送往医院急救，但当日出院，很快就恢复。两个月后能如期福德留学，阿贵不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
Agui's daughter once fell from 7 feet high, and she was sent to the emergency room. However, she recovered and was discharged on the same day. 2 months later, she went to Germany for studying abroad. Agui was very thankful to God because of that.
阿贵还经历过许许多多的事情，他不知何竟如此，只知道感谢神。
Agui has experienced a lot, and he has always been thankful to God.
Agui 有过许多的过犯，经常做坏的事情无法弥补。Agui 多蒙朋友恩待，却无以报答。Agui 欠下师长和许多恩情无法偿还。Agui 对妻儿、父母、亲戚更是有诸般的亏欠，但Agui却有一颗平安的心。因为阿贵知道耶稣基督已经担当了他所不能够承受的重负。
Agui made mistakes, and he was not able to repay the love and care from his friends and families. But he has a peaceful mind because he knew that Jesus Christ would take over his burdens.
阿贵深谢主耶稣的救赎恩情。
阿贵 wants to thank the Lord for his salvation.
大家不用猜就知道，当年发帖子的阿贵就是站在今天在这里的贵弟兄。
Some of you might have guessed that Agui in this article is Brother Gray, who is standing right here.
Agui 原本是知识浅薄、骄傲、自负的人，因着耶稣基督的救赎，灵魂苏醒，也学会了感恩。
Agui had little knowledge, but he was arrogant. He learned to be thankful because of the salvation from Christ Jesus.
使徒保罗在提撒罗尼迦前书提醒我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 through 18, Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意就是要凡事谢恩。
God's will in Christ Jesus is to give thanks in all circumstances.
也就是说，无论是自己或者是别人啊，认为是好是坏的事情临到，都要感谢神。
In other words, we should thank God for everything that happened to us, whether it's perceived by man as good or bad.
我们这些蒙恩召跟随耶稣的人，主早就告诉我们，在世上你们有苦难。
As the followers of Christ Jesus, our Lord told us from the very beginning, in this world you will have trouble.
苦难临到神的儿女，无外乎也有两种情况。第一种就是神的管教，第二种呢是神对我们的试炼。
We will have trouble when the following circumstances happen. The first one is when God disciplines us, and the second one is when God tests us.
管教和刑罚是不同的。
Discipline is different from punishment.
刑罚是对所做的坏事对等的报应，是要彰显神的公义。如果该打100板子的话，是不能够打80的。
Punishment results from the bad thing that one has done, and it is time for God to make his righteousness known.
管教呢，是点到为止的责备，是因神的慈爱要让所疼爱的儿女回头。
Discipline is because God has grace and he wants his children to repent and turn their hearts back again.
尽管主耶稣已经替我们所犯的罪啊受了刑罚，但神为了我们能够成为合他心意的儿女呢，也会常常的管教我们。
Although Christ Jesus has suffered from our sins, God would still discipline to help us become children after his own heart.
在希伯来书的12章10节到11节是这样说的，深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万年的父管教我们，是要我们得一处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
As it is written in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10 through 11, they discipline us for a little while as they thought the best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
我们不可轻看主的管教，被主责备的时候啊，不可灰心，反而要发热心悔改归向神。
We should never belittle God's discipline, and we have to be earnest and repent.
神对我们的试炼呢，这完全是为了我们在永恒中的益处。
God tests and disciplines us for our good and eternity.
约伯在痛苦的试炼中说，然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
Job said during a painful test in Job chapter 23, verse 10, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold.
然而试炼也不单是使人受苦，箴言中说，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，人的称赞也试炼人。
However, test is not always painful. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21 says that the crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but people are tested by their praise.
圣经中的大卫是合神心意的人，因为他向神所求的不是让痛苦的试炼远离他，而是说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
King David in the Bible did not ask God to help him stay away from painful tests. Rather, he said in Psalm chapter 139, verse 23, Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thought.
因此，雅各书鼓励我们说，我的弟兄们，你们挪在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
James chapter 1, verse 2 also says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
正如使徒保罗在罗马书讲的，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Paul also says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
因此，我们这些被神所爱的人要凡事谢恩。
As people who are loved by God, we should be thankful in any circumstances.
阿贵的感恩节帖子虽然没有直接提到因所遇到的坏事感恩了，但其中有三行省略号，因此呢也尽在不言中。
In Agui's post, he did not mention how he was thankful to all the bad things that he faced, but bad things do happen.
管教和试炼啊，常常临到我自己。管教和试炼啊，也常常是分不开的。
Because discipline and tests often take place, and they are usually inseparable.
不少人都知道，在几周以前，我的右边的膝盖呢受了伤，行走坐下都没有问题，就是每次要跪下来祷告的时候，就会有撕裂般的疼痛。
As some of you may know, my right knee was injured a few weeks ago. I had no problem walking, but whenever I tried to kneel down and pray, I would have this horrible pain coming from my knee.
我回想起不久前恰克牧师膝部做手术的期间，我同他谈到爱华有一位弟兄因为苦爱运动啊，双膝的韧带都先后撕裂，需要手术修复。
It reminded me of how Pastor Chuck and I was talking about his brother in Iowa who had surgery because of injured knees.
神让我经历膝部的受伤的痛苦呢，第一啊，可能是要责备我以前所说的不合宜的话。
It is possible that God let me experience an injury because I said something inappropriate.
第二呢，要让我以后能够更贴心地联系那些有类似痛苦的人。
Also, it might be the case that God wants to train me to better help those who have similar experience.
第三呢，再次提醒我啊，不要以为自己是一个刚强的人，要专心地仰赖耶和华。
Another reason is to remind me of how weak I am and how I should put my heart and trust on Lord.
我们在蒙召以前，原本是死在罪恶过犯的当中。
Before we were called, we were dead in transgressions and sins.
我们行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，在就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Like what Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says, You used to live when you follow the ways of the world and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
我们和别人一样，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本是可怒之子。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath.
我们经过的日子都在神的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
All our years pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a mourn.
我们曾经面临的是一座审判山，就像我们在出埃及十九章里面读过的，以色列人出埃及过红海，第一次来到西奈山下看到的情形。
We used to face the mountain of judgment, just like what the Israelites saw after they passed the Red Sea and come to the desert of Sinai.
希伯来书在这里提到的时候，再次提到是说啊，你们原不是来到那冷漠的山，此山有火焰、迷云、黑暗、风暴、暴风、脚声与说话的声音。那些听见这声音的，都求不要再向他们说话。因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山的，即便是走兽，也要用石头打死。所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说，我甚是恐惧战惊。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18 through 21. You have not come to the mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast.Or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further words be spoken to them. Because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear.
在这样的情况下，我们不可能常常喜乐。我们往往是叫天，天不应，呼地，地不灵，也就没有什么值得感谢的事情。
In circumstances like this, it is very difficult for us to rejoice always, and we hardly find anything that worth being thankful.
当我们度过了一生的年日，其中所经跨的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 10, Our days may come to 70 years, or 80 if our strength endures.Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for them quickly pass and we fly away.
因着耶稣基督的救赎，我们如今蒙恩召来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。在那里有千万的天使，有名如在天上诸长子会所共聚的总会。有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Because of Christ Jesus, we are called to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven.You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirit of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speak a better word than the blood of Abel.
当天地震动，受造之物都被挪去的时候，我们所得的是这样不能震动的国。
When the earth and the heavens are shaken and created things will be removed, what we are receiving is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
这是何等不同的结局。
What a different outcome.
我们平时感谢的许多事情是靠主的恩典加上人的努力做成的。
Many things we are thankful for coming from God's grace and our own efforts.
我们每次祷告谢饭，有神的恩典，也包含父母或我们自己的辛勤劳动。
Every time we pray before meals, we should thank God for His grace and thank those who work hard to earn and prepare all the food.
我们感谢神保守我们考试顺利通过，有神的恩典，也包含同学们的努力学习。
When we pray for our exams, we should thank God for His grace and thank ourselves for studying hard.
我们感谢神使我们的工作有成就，有神的恩典，也包含我们的尽心竭力。
When we give thanks for our achievements at work, we should thank God for His grace and thank ourselves for working hard.
我们感谢神使我们的疾病得到医治， 有神的恩典，也需要我们求医问药，生活有节制。
When we give thanks for healing our bodies, we should thank God for His grace and thank ourselves for trying to visit doctors and take medications.
我们感谢神保守父母来美国的签证通过，有神的恩典，也需要我们仔细准备申请材料和预备面试要下的功夫。
When we give thanks for getting visas for our parents to come here, we should thank God for this.For His grace and thank ourselves for preparing all the visa applications and interviews.
唯独神通过独生爱子耶稣赐给我们的救恩，是与我们的辛苦努力完全没有关系的，是神所做成的，白白的赐给了我们。
Only the salvation God gives us through His only Son Christ Jesus has nothing to do with our own work. The salvation is free gift from God.
我们不要因为白白的得到了，就把耶稣的救恩看为平常。
We must not treat the salvation from Christ Jesus as a common thing just because it's free.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
John chapter 16 verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
如果不藉着耶稣基督的救恩，我们只能面临审判山，而不是锡安山。
If we do not accept the salvation from Christ Jesus, we would face Mount Judgment instead of Mount Zion.
就如希伯来书在这里，提醒我们，你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚不能陶醉。何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
Just like how Hebrews reminds us, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks.If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain.
如果我们没有耶稣基督的救赎，就必然和被震动的受造之物一同被挪去。
If we do not accept the salvation from Christ Jesus, we will be removed together with other created things.
希伯来书告诫我们说，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩。照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28 Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is consuming fire.
我们要为得了不能震动的国感恩，并且要回应神白白赐给我们的无价恩典。
Let us be thankful for the kingdom that cannot be shaken, and let us be thankful for the free gift, which is God's grace.
就是要照神所喜爱的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
我们的神乃是烈火，我们不但要敬畏他，也要按照神的心意大发热心，把心动变为行动。
For our God is consuming fire. We must not only worship God with reverence and awe, but also be zealous for the Lord God Almighty.
希伯来书是这样进一步劝诫我们的：你们务要存弟兄相爱的心。
God continues to talk to us through Hebrews.Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters.
不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it.
你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterers and all the sexually immoral.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不别下你，也不丢弃你。所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortal do to me?
从前引导你们的，传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
这些话不需要我多加解释，特别是在这一个感恩的季节啊，盼望大家都知道该做些什么。
At this special time of the year, I believe that we all know what to do next.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，感谢你因爱我们赐下你的独生子耶稣基督，替我们的罪死在十字架上，让我们这些信靠的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Dear Lord, who art in heaven, we thank you that you give us your only Son, Christ Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and trespasses. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
感谢你赐给我们每日够用的恩典，也感谢你管教我们，试炼我们，要把我们熬炼成耶稣基督的样式，成为合你心意的儿女。
We thank you for your grace, your discipline and test to train us to be more like Christ Jesus and to be more like children of your will.
感谢你白白赐给我们无价的恩典，我们愿意回应你的大爱，按照你所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉父子圣灵三一的真神。
We thank you for the free gift, which is the salvation you have prepared. We are willing to repay you by worshipping you with reverence and awe.
在这感恩的季节，我们愿意开放家庭，乐意接待朋友，热心地把神赐给我们的恩典福分同大家分享。
At the season of Thanksgiving, we are willing to open our homes and show hospitality to our friends and share the grace and blessings from you with others.
求你使在座的每一个蒙恩得救的人，乃至我们的整个教会，都荣耀你的圣名。
Please give bless to everyone here who has saved by you and to our whole church.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.